You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hello, hey, glad to have you with us for another episode. Now, over the course of all three series so far of this show and the previous two other shows that I've done in the past, I've interviewed around 70 people so far, and we've heard from a lot of people. I've heard lots of their stories of who they are, how they came to be doing what it is that they do. And I realised something. I haven't shared my story. So you know what? That's what I am going to do in this episode. I'm going to share with you don't worry, I'm going to keep it brief. But it's a brief overview of who I am, where I came from, how I came to be doing what it is that I do now. Hopefully you'll settle in. You'll find this interesting, informative. If nothing else, hopefully it'll kind of help explain why it is I do what I do, where all that came from. Settle in. Hopefully you'll enjoy it. If you do, please, as always, remember to give this episode a like, comment, share, give us a recommendation on your favourite podcast platform. Remember to subscribe, share it with family and friends, share it far and wide, help spread the word. Hopefully you'll enjoy this one. And if you don't, don't forget, next week I'm interviewing another guest, so it's all good. So yes, come with me if you will on a brief history of who I am and how I came to be here. So I was born at a very young age, and I grew up in the northeast of Scotland. For the first few years, it was just me, my mum, my dad, and the radio for company. It was just us, and we lived on a farmhouse in the middle of nowhere. After 3 years, my sister came along, so it was just the four of us there. So the first few years I grew up with not very much in the way of external interaction with people. Got really, really good at interacting with the radio, less good at interacting with people. Until I reached about the age of five, and we moved to a village of a few hundred people, and that is where I went to school. And turning up at school the first day there, surrounded by millions of kids. It wasn't our class. I think there were about 15 people in the class, but it felt like there were kids everywhere. And of course, because they'd all grown up together in the village and the surrounding areas, they all knew each other. They were all playing, and this was all completely new to me, and I had no idea what to do, because this was something that was completely new to me. And that's probably where things first kind of started, but over the ensuing years there, I came to realise, or came to be, incredibly, painfully shy. Really shy. I mean, once I got to know people, oh, I could talk like nobody's business and have a lot of fun with them, and there was always things to say and do. But it was getting to know new people, getting to meet new people, that was always, to me, certainly in those days, it was terrifying. I was really scary at school, grew up at school, then went to secondary school, which were far more children, loads more, because they brought in primary schools from several districts all together into this one secondary school. So again, being thrown in with loads of people I didn't know, again, I found it hard to start to make friends and get to know people. Academically, I did really well. I did really well at school and kind of enjoyed the academic side of it, so that was good. But I still found it difficult to make friends and meet new strangers. So I had a small group of friends, still in contact with many of them even to this day. Yay! One hobby that I had, I got really into computing. So that's where my career took off initially. Now, something that I'd forgotten until many years later, my sister reminded me, when I was in my early teens, like maybe 13 or whatever, I became fascinated with the idea of hypnosis. I don't know where I'd seen it, but I became fascinated with it. And apparently I used to go around pretending I could hypnotize people. And I would tell anyone who'd listen, I would tell them that one day I'm going to find out a bit about hypnosis. I'm going to learn how it works. I'm going to become a hypnotist. Which I then completely forgot all about. Never got round to doing. For a while. But obviously it was there. And another thing, when I was young, one of the things I really loved was when we used to have to do composition in English classes. You had to write stories. I had a very active imagination. I used to love writing stories. And I dreamed of being an author one day. I wanted either to be an author or to be an actor, a performer of some sort. Those were both things which really, really appealed. The actor side of it, not a chance, because I was just too shy to... Couldn't even go for the school play because I was too shy to even have the thought of doing that. But all those things were kind of bobbling around in the background. Meanwhile, left school, went to university to study computer and microprocessor engineering. And that was at university in Essex, at the other end of the country from where I grew up. So basically, went to the other end of the country where I knew absolutely nobody. Oh, great. This is fun. Starting all over again. Still painfully, painfully shy. So university wasn't as enjoyable an experience for me as it could have been. But I still enjoyed it. Still made some friends there. Got through university. I did have a year out after my second year. I failed second year. Basically, pretty much had a breakdown. Completely failed the exams. Had a year out. Resat the exams. Passed and got in to do my final year. And I got my honours degree in computer microprocessor engineering. So it was all good. Probably benefited from the year out as well, thinking about it. But all that set me up for very much a high-tech career. I started off in ASIC design, basically designing custom silicon chips. From that, moved into IT, where I was became responsible over time. I had a 20-year career in IT, became responsible for managing millions of pounds worth of computer systems globally for the company that I was working for. I ended up with responsibility for several departments in multiple different continents, let alone different countries. came up with some, architected some new ways for us to do some of the, to use some of the computers, and new ways to create the systems in such a way that they made it work even more seamlessly for the engineers. Lots of really cool stuff. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And along the way, I became a fellow of the British Computer Society, which it's basically the highest level that us mere mortals can get. The only way to be, the only level higher than that is to be Bill Gates. I applied for that position. I was told it was filled. Who knew? But became fellow of the British Computer Society, all this sort of thing. Enjoying a good career, a good well-paid career in IT. I was in it for about 20 years. But I still had this thing where I was painfully, painfully shy. And after a while, I mean, didn't have that much of a social life because I only knew a few people. And even the thought of going out with them to big parties and so on was like, oh, no, I'm washing my hair that day. It was just terrifying. And eventually reached the point where it was starting to impact and affect my career as well. Before we go further into exploring that, however, I just want to give a quick shout out to a sponsor of this episode. This episode is sponsored by Gary Jones from Grow Marketing and Media. Now, Gary set up Grow Marketing and Media to help business owners to engage with audiences online and to overcome any fears they have about podcasting. That's why Gary and I get on so well. What we do kind of dovetails neatly. Now, as well as helping you with editing and producing your podcasts, Gary will also spend the time take the time to talk with you about the ideas you have behind your podcast, about the process of your podcast, and about marketing your show to make it as easy as possible for you to manage your podcast. Not only that, But on the 14th of September 2022, Gary is launching Grow Radio, which is an online radio station bringing you a different podcast on the hour, every hour. So basically, if you want to find out how podcasting could work for your business, whether that's where to listen to them, how to get on them, or how to launch your own, get in touch with Gary and grab a free 20-minute chat with him. Just go to 121withgrow.as.me/free. 121withgrow.as.me/free. Have a 20-minute chat with Gary. What that man doesn't know about podcasting is not worth knowing. Big thank you to our sponsor. Now, where were we? Ah, yes. I was saying in my career, I'd reached the point where my shyness was starting to have an impact on the career. Because once you reach a certain level, it's no longer what you know, but who you know that gets you your next positions. And I mean, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that at all. Once you're recruiting for people at higher positions, you want to know the person well. You want to know that this is someone you can trust and bring in. So obviously, through network connections and so on, that's how these roles get found about. But the problem with that is you need to build up a network. And if you're like I used to be, so incredibly painfully shy, it doesn't happen. I mean, I used to get invitations to all sorts of seminars and conferences and so on. And you'd read through the agenda. It's like, oh, God, now this looks really cool. It'd be great to learn this stuff, catch up with the latest trends and so on. And then I would see a line on the agenda which would fill me with dread. The very first entry, registration and coffee. It's like, oh, I'm going to have to spend half an hour making small talk with people that I don't know. I can't do it. I was terrified. I had social phobia. The thought of doing that terrified me. I'd find all manner of excuses not to go to these things, which meant it was starting to impact my potential career progression. Around about that time, although I was doing well in my career, social life was ish. But something happened. Things came to a head. This was kind of just before the days of social media, and I was in an online community. And we used to spend lots of time talking with people from behind the computer, tapping away on the computer screen. Brilliant, especially for someone who's shy. It's a brilliant way to communicate with people. We all lived, or most of us lived, near to London. In those days, I lived down in Wokingham, just outside Reading, which is just outside London. Somebody suggested, because it's getting close to Christmas, why don't we all get together up in London and have a Christmas party? Normally, in those days, if someone had suggested that, I would have said, thanks, but no thanks, no way can I come. But I remember thinking, how hard can this be? I know these people. We've been chatting away for the past 6 months or whatever from behind the computer screens. How hard can it be? So I went and I found exactly how hard it could be. Because it's one thing tapping away from behind a computer screen. It's quite another walking into a room full of what are effectively strangers and having to have real-time face-to-face conversations. I mean, when you're doing it all text-based, you can take your time. You can get back to people as and when. It's a very different thing doing it face to face. Panic set in. I basically ended up locking myself in the cubicle in the toilets for a good half hour, basically having a massive panic attack. I ended up fleeing, running from the building. I didn't calm down until I was on the train and the train was pulling out. And at that point, I distinctly remember saying to myself, you can't go through life like this. What's your life going to be like in 10 years' time if you continue like this? It's going to suck, right? And that was the point where I decided I had to do something. No idea what to do, but I had to do something. As luck would have it, a few weeks later, a friend pretty much dragged me, really, to a personal development weekend in London. Completely free weekend. And I went there. I very nearly didn't go because on the first evening, you register and then you're there with your workbook. You're just waiting to go in. Hundreds of people there, I was with my friend, and I was flicking through the book just to have a look, and I noticed a section in the book that said new networking contacts, and your space so you could put down names and phone numbers and emails of people that you connected with there. Boom! That was enough to set my phobia racing. And I said to my friend, I can't do this. You go in, you enjoy it. I'm going to wait back in the hotel room. My friend said, it's all right. I'll be with you the whole way. I won't leave you on your own at all. I'll be with you the whole way. You promise? Yes, I promise. Okay, well, I'll come along, but I can't promise I'll do the whole weekend, but I'll see how today goes. And sure enough, I went and I enjoyed the whole thing. And I remember being really excited by it. And they take you through various things. I mean, because it was a free event, they make their money by selling you into their training on the back end of it. It's fair enough. And what they were selling was NLP, hypnosis, coach training, and speaker training. And as we were going through it, I was kind of thinking, hey, actually, I can feel some stuff changing. This stuff seems to work. I'm going to sign up for it. I'm going to learn all this stuff. I'm going to use it to sort myself out and then progress my IT career. So I signed up for the lot. I figured if I'm going to sign up for any of it, might as well just sign up for the entire package. And that included some speaker training. And so I thought, well, I'm never going to be a speaker, but hey, I'll sign up for the whole lot. Over the course of the next couple of years, went through all the programs, became certified as a right up to train the trainer level in NLP, hypnosis and coaching and speaking. Thoroughly enjoyed it all. Made some massive breakthroughs there, completely conquered all my stuff, got rid of all my phobias, became far more confident at being able to actually just go into a room full of strangers and leave it as a room full of friends, being able to connect with people. It's made such a massive difference. And at that point, I was kind of getting a bit fed up of IT because I'd been in it for 20 years. But I was thinking, you know, I can't leave it because I've got the high-paid job. I've got all the outgoings that go with it. I'd risk losing the house, all these things. And then, most massive stroke of luck, my boss called me into the office and said, sorry, Keith, because of the financial situation, we have to make your position redundant. Basically, here's a wheelbarrow full of cash. Never come back. Okay, I thought, let's give coaching a go. Because I'd been helping some friends by using the tools that I'd learned. They were all getting great results. It's like, let's do this. That was the last time I was in IT, became a coach. That has taken me around the world. I mean, I was out in Indonesia for 18 months working with a group of people out there. We were doing coach training, speaker training, and I was doing coaching as well. That developed the speaker side of things as well. I'm an international, award-winning international speaker. I've spoken on stages in USA, UK, spoken in Nepal, Tibet, Singapore, Malaysia, all manner of places. Coached people, trained people in NLP and coaching, trained people to be NLP coaches, trained people to be speakers, worked with thousands of people around the world as a result, doing this stuff. And it all came about purely because I needed to sort myself out, learn these tools, and start use that to help other people. Now, the interesting thing I mentioned earlier, my sister had reminded me that when I was about 13, I was fascinated with hypnosis. Obviously, somewhere along the line, even though I'd completely forgotten about it, somewhere along the lines, deep in the unconscious, that was still there. So when this opportunity to learn hypnosis and NLP and coaching to sort me out came along, snapped it up. So I am the hypnotist that 13-year-old me always dreamed of being. Plus, I've written and published several books. I actually got book 6 in development at the moment. More about that later in the year. But I'm a published author. Now, when I was growing up, I wanted to be a fiction author. All my books are non-fiction. But you never know. One day, I might venture into the realms of fiction. That's going to be a whole new interesting challenge. But yeah, so I wanted to be a hypnotist. I wanted to learn hypnosis. I'm now a hypnotist. I wanted to be an author. Now a published best-selling author, 5 books out. I also mentioned that when I was growing up, one of the things I wanted to be was a performer. Well, I don't do that as a career. Don't really do that as a career, although I do hypnosis and magic, stage show, and sometimes close up at street events and so on, which is just damned good fun. It's great fun doing it. And most years I am in local theatre. We're in our Christmas pantomimes, which is something that only young me could have ever dreamed of doing. Absolutely love doing it. I seem to be the baddie these days. But why not? If you're going to be up on stage, be the baddie. You get the most fun. But yeah, it's interesting. All of these things that I'd wanted to be when I was younger, they've all kind of happened now. Now, yes, I had a long trip round to get there, but I actually think having that time in IT and doing all those other things, I think that's helped. Because I think it's helped make me more rounded, gain more general life experience. Plus, a lot of the approaches that we use in IT for analysing problems and so on, I take a lot of that approach into the way in which when I'm working with people, helping to coach people, helping them to figure out the problems, figure out what's going on, make sure what we do is actually addressing the problems. So, yes, in a way, I've just gone from upgrading and repairing computers to upgrading and repairing the human mind. Which leads me to what I do now with Mindset Mastery. Helping people to get freedom, whether it's freedom from fears or phobias or from bad habits or freedom from the past or freedom from mental blocks, whatever it is. It's helping them to get the freedom to be, do and have what they most want in life. That's pretty much where we are now. Brings us up to where we are now. Hopefully you found that an interesting little insight into who I am, where I came from. There's loads more stuff I could have shared, but you know what? Save some of those things for another time. That's all I'm going to share for this time. What do you think? What about your own journey? How is your journey? Where is your journey taking you? And how does it relate to what you wanted to be when you were growing up? Let me know. I'd love to know. And please remember to subscribe. Give us a like, a comment. Give us a recommendation, a share. Rate us. And I'll catch you in the next episode. Until then, remember, take care, look after yourself, but remember that change is always possible. And when you master your mind, you master your life.
You've been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. To find out more, please visit KeithBlakemoreNoble.com.